I've never had my head tested, but recently I bought a wooden boat. Am I to be lionised as a heritage custodian, or should I be sectioned? Have I forgotten the years of toxic, dust-ingesting graft spent on my back in midwinter, faring off underwater sections? Do I not recall surveyors' chalk marks over laid decks where test hammerings found holes big enough to hide a small priest? Has it escaped me, the months spent flaying bright work up only to watch it fade, peel and discolour in the course of a season's sailing? I'm never touching a timber boat again, I said, after 30 years of wooden boat ownership, and turned instead to glass fibre. Now, after 9 years cruising a Contessa 32, I'm back with the plank. OK, so when you're thumping to windward 60 miles offshore, demolishing tons of salt water into spray and spume, you try not to think that your craft is different bits of tree, screwed, bolted and riveted together by long-dead shipwrights. Hasn't she got a lovely sheer line? OK, so when an endless series of Atlantic lows dump enough rain on your decks for Noah to launch, you try to eradicate the image of fresh water trickling down through screw holes to set up a habitat for fruiting bodies. Look at that pretty skyline. OK, so when you bottom out on a shingle bar, you try to forget that the two keel bolts beneath the engine have never been drawn. What a beautiful run-aft she has. Yes, there are a lot of things I missed. Another was the smell. A touch of mildew in a wooden boat is natural. It is symbiotic with its host, and mixed with the aroma of spunion, paint and lamp oil, conveys the hallowed sense of an ancient cathedral. It also sends me straight back to my childhood, to the bruised oars, lift-off rudder and damp canvas sails of leaky dayboats. Call me a nostalgic old fool, but mould on plastic seems more like the host than the parasite. Deck grip stands proud of a bacteria which appears to have become part of the boat. All hulls left untended turn green, then black, but GRP hulls are meant to be shiny, all over, all the time. And scrubbing with anything less than Agent Orange will never make them look as glossy as when they were new. Whereas a wooden boat can be rough around the edges without looking neglected. Slap on a coat of paint and she'll look like she's just been launched. And that's the other thing. The fitting out. Early spring days at the boatyard with larks trilling over the seawall, lids of paint tins lifted, stirring the thickness with a discarded sail batten. Buffing up the topsides just doesn't hold the same ritualistic satisfaction. Admittedly, varnish work can be tedious, but if you varnish in the autumn when the air is still warm, your spars will glisten indefinitely. It's often said that buying a boat is a compromise, but be they Beneteaus, Bavarias or Bilgekillers, GRP, metal or concrete, they invariably include wood as a sop to the traditionalist. Laid decks, tow rail capping and, because it would otherwise be like living in a cave, the cabin furniture and lining are all made of wood. And that is why I've succumbed to an attractive little gaffer called Wendy May. She's the same length as my old Contessa, 32 feet. But before you call for the men in white smocks, there's actually only 25 foot 6 inches of maintenance. The rest is bowsprit. I'll let you know how I get on, and if in a few seasons' time there's a for sale sign hanging from her transom, you can take it that I'll be back in the market for plastic.